The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Conor Gallagher is the crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, and he is with me now to explain exactly what this Russian shadow fleet is doing in Irish waters. Conor, what is a shadow fleet?
So there's various definitions of the shadow fleet. It's a phrase or a term of art, I suppose, that's emerged since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, when they were hit with huge sanctions which specifically targeted their oil and liquid natural gas exports. So to counter those sanctions, Russia has enlisted a vast fleet of ships that are flagged in other countries, and these are other countries which lack either kind of the will or the resources to, first of all, care about sanctions, but also to enforce kind of maritime law. So these are often aging vessels, not very well inspected. Their crews mightn't be very well trained, and they'd be flagged sometimes in completely landlocked countries such as Malawi, or other countries like that are being quite impoverished and don't have the resources to enforce maritime law. So these would be responsible for smuggling Russian oil in breach of sanctions through European controlled waters from either the Baltic OOC or the ports on the up in the Arctic.
And what else has changed then post invasion? Have they changed the route that they are using these ships, and have they changed their destination?
So these ships have only become a prominent feature of Russian export operations since these really hard sanctions were imposed following the full-scale invasion. So they generally export oil to locations in the global south, which don't tend to really care about maybe EU or UK or US sanctions. So they would be going to ports in Africa, and India would be the destination for a lot of them, some of them even going a little bit further afield. But, you know, the law, maritime law, is a very complex issue. It's very unclear who's responsible for enforcing it. So these ships have been able to kind of pass through EU controlled waters, so like the exclusive economic zones of the EU, and are continuing to pass through those zones even still. But in recent months, there has been a trend of them avoiding the English Channel, which is the quickest and most efficient route for ships coming from the Baltic, at least, going south. And they've been going all the way around the British Isles, down the west coast of Ireland, through the Irish Exclusive Economic Zone, and then on down the south of France. What's curious about this is that that's so uneconomic. It's faster. It's much slower.
Yeah.
And it's less safe because you're going into the turbulent waters of the North Atlantic. So this has left kind of national security and maritime officials scratching their heads a little bit.
So yeah, what's the perceived wisdom then amongst those you speak to as to why they might take that route through Irish waters?
There's a few different theories, but the main one seems to be that the British and the Royal Navy are stepping up inspections of ships going through the English Channel. So they're inspecting, you know, dozens and dozens of ships, or sorry, challenging at least dozens of ships a month going through the English Channel. So maybe some of these ships don't want that extra level of scrutiny, so are going the long way around. The other possibility is when we track these ships on the map using their basically their GPS signals, we can see they're just skirting areas where they're required to. So these are anti-pollution areas. So an area set up by European countries years ago, that if you're an oil tanker and you're sailing through it, sailing through a sensitive area, you have to radio in and say what kind of cargo you're carrying and what kind of crew you have on board in case you run aground or some other disaster happens and there's an oil spill. They seem to be just skirting those areas, and it's much easier to skirt those areas off the Irish west coast than it would be through the English Channel. So that could be another possibility, not revealing their cargo to EU countries.
So they're doing this to get around sanctions, kind of on the face of it, seems to be the reason. And obviously there's a consequence to that, a negative consequence from the point of view of countries imposing sanctions. But the way you describe the fleet as kind of these aging vessels, and you might not necessarily have a crew that would be trained to the standard you would have on these vessels in normal times, is there a kind of a potential environmental impact?
Yeah, 100%. There's been a lot of talk, and I suppose rightly so, about the danger some of these ships pose to undersea cables and undersea infrastructure. And indeed, there has been incidents in the Baltic and around that area of shadow fleet vessels towing their anchor across undersea cables and damaging them. You know, sometimes it's very suspicious. Sometimes it might be an accident. That's obviously a concern off the coast of Ireland. But the bigger concern, and the concern that probably gets a little bit less attention, is the environmental concern. As you mentioned, these are aging ships. These are carrying thousands and thousands of tons of crude oil from either Murmansk in the high north, or from ships around, ports around St. Petersburg on the Baltic Sea. If one of these, and sorry, yes, just to add, they're often crewed by inexperienced sailors, and there's very little inspection or regulation regarding these ships. So if they were to run aground, have a collision, the effects would be absolutely devastating. You know, there's one estimate by a reputable body which studies these things, estimate it could cost nearly $800 million if just a single ship, a single shadow fleet vessel, was to have an oil spill. So that would be the problem, even if it was just outside the Irish exclusive economic zone. It doesn't even have to be that close to Ireland. It could have devastating effects.
And you mentioned that one of the reasons that they're taking this particular route is possibly because of the Royal Navy stepping up inspections. There's talk of stepping up inspections. I assume the reality is, even if we wanted to step up inspections, as it were, we couldn't.
Yeah, so we obviously have extremely limited resources. A lot of that is due to manpower issues with the Naval Service and Air Corps, which are the primary agencies, and the Coast Guard as well. They're the primary agencies dealing with these type of things. We have got two new maritime patrol aircrafts, the Air Corps, which have proven invaluable at monitoring these vessels and kind of just making sure they're transiting through and they're not, you know, up to anything suspicious. But even if we had loads more ships and loads more aircraft, there's little we can do. First of all, the law is very ambiguous. And there's a notion that you don't want to start boarding sanctioned ships because Russia might start doing the same to EU ships. So there's also that kind of brinkmanship going on there. But we lack the resources, certainly, to do it. So all we can do, and all people probably are satisfied with doing for the moment, is keeping an eye on them as they pass through.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.